And there's these calls. Loz and I have been talking about it this morning, right throughout the morning, regarding a independent inquiry and big, big power brokers. And I say not individuals, but obviously associations, the New South Wales Association, the Victorian Association. Geez, there's not many times they agree. they agree with each other. But I think everyone agrees here, Phil Moss, as I say good morning, that an independent inquiry into this is needed.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I agree. I agree personally, and on behalf of Football Coaches Australia, I agree. You know, we're seeking clarity and transparency, and that's not forthcoming. So it's an independent inquiry that is needed to get that. Then I think that's fair and reasonable. And you know, as we've said many, many times, you know, there has to be. FFA made the decision in their words and Alan Stajic's words. With no cause, without cause, and they had every right to, you know, invoke that 9-month clause in Alan's contract, but not without giving the public and the man himself reasons. So we think that would be a good step forward.
Yeah, well, you don't want to talk about it ad nauseum, but it's certainly the biggest issue the game is facing at the moment, Mossy. But why can't they just come out and say this is the reason and everyone moves on? The longer it drags on, it's doing no one any
favours.
That's
right, Loz. I couldn't agree more, and the only thing I can state is what FFA have stated, and that's confidentiality. But you know, I can't get my head around it, that what could be so confidential. When we've been told publicly by all parties there is no smoking gun. So I can't understand why, at least, at the very least, one man on this planet, Alan Stajic, can't be sat down behind closed doors and told why he's no longer taking the Matildas to the World Cup.
Sure, and he might even go, well, fair enough. You know, like, no. Okay, I can maybe...
I won't say another word.
I don't agree with you. Yeah. I don't agree with you, but I can at least see a thought process behind it. Among all this, mate, we've got actually the grand final of the W League coming up, Sydney FC up against the Perth Glory. It could be very much the grand final we're going to look forward to later on for the men in the A-League.
Yeah, and this is great, TK, that the attention goes back to the pitch. And I have to say, I spoke to Alan Stajic yesterday on the phone, and you know, he's got a lot of media requests, obviously, and he said, look, I'm going underground for a few days. I want the attention to turn to the W League grand final, and the girls deserve that on the pitch, and that's just how much he cares about you know, the game and women's football. But look, I think the headline on Sunday is Caitlin Ford up against Sam Kerr. They're the two leading goal scorers of the W League this season. Sam Kerr needs no introduction, and it was quite remarkable last week. She came out and said that we need to get our attention back to football and focus on the Pepper Nations coming up. And the World Cup, and then she goes out and scores a hat-trick that day against Melbourne Victory. So she talks a talk, but she certainly walks a walk, our Sam Kerr, and it's a great opportunity for fans to get out to Jubilee Oval in Cogra there and watch an absolute world-class superstar in action. For Sydney FC, obviously the job is to keep her quiet, but at the other end they've got Caitlin Ford, scored 9 goals in 11 games this season, and won in the semi-final win over Brisbane last week. So both teams going to this game in form. I think Sydney FC will get the result if they can keep that player Kerr quiet. Just based on Perth having to travel to Melbourne last week and then Sydney this week, I think travel might just get them.
And what about the A-League, mate? It kicks off with Wellington hosting Melbourne City.
Melbourne Victory, that's right, Loz. Mate, you've got Melbourne on the mind, haven't you?
I have. Can I tell you that we trained the other day, Mossy, and the oval we trained on, the Melbourne Victory, were training at the same time.
Gosh's paddock
and Honda. He was the superstar. He's got a film crew that follows him around everywhere, doesn't he?
Yeah, they're doing a documentary on him, and that's not unusual.
They had a lot of people there just watching him train and getting his autograph after the session. And I said to one of the coaches of Melbourne Victory, does that happen all the time? And he said, yes.
Every day.
He said, every day. There's people there coming to watch him train and getting photos and autographs. So it's amazing the impact he's had on the game of football down here.
Yeah, that's right. And if you ask TK, he'll tell you he's all revved up for this weekend and the trip across the ditch. But we don't understand, Loz, in Australia, unless you've travelled Asia and you've travelled Europe and focused on football and what it's like over there, just how big a name and what a superstar players like Keske Honda are. And, you know, seeing a few people turn up to training to watch him every day in Melbourne is nothing compared to what happens over in Asia and Europe. They're just absolutely fanatical. But while we've got him here, we've got to make the most of it. And, you know, he certainly brings bling and star power to the A-League. But I think it'll be a tough trip for Melbourne Victory over in Wellington. Wellington, we know, have pretty much assured themselves of a top six spot under Mark Rudin. A lot of talk of him going to Western Melbourne as the head coach next season. Mm-hmm. So that certainly adds a new dynamic. And Melbourne Victory came out and named their ACL squad, no Niedermeyer in the squad. So that has a bit of an effect in the dressing room as well.
Champions League this morning, mate, it's huge, isn't it, when you think about it? Tottenham up against Borussia Dortmund, Ajax against Real Madrid. Now, currently there's 17 minutes gone in both these Champions League matches, Mossy, and it's 0-0 in both the games.
Yeah, I tip Real Madrid in this one. I think they'll get the money there, TK, and I think Spurs can get the result at home against Dortmund. It's a tough one, that Dortmund, a massive, massive club, but I just think Spurs at home will get the points there. I didn't have the greatest of luck with my tip yesterday. Manchester United going down to PSG, Paul Pogba getting sent off, so not great there for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, his first loss in charge. But isn't it great when the Champions League kicks in? It's just wonderful football.
What about going back to the local front, mate? The Wanderers travel to Adelaide.
Yeah, tough one for the Wanderers. Their season's dead and buried. Josh Risden has signed with a new Western Melbourne franchise for next season. Their Socceroo right back at Western Sydney. So, you know, do you play him for the rest of the season, or do you let him focus on what the future holds? That's an interesting one for Marcus Babbel to digest. But yeah, look, it's 3 points for Adelaide that is so crucial to their finals, and it's pride on the line for Western Sydney for the rest of the season. Adelaide will get the points there.
And a quick one, mate, before we let you go, Mossy. If the FFA did a backflip, they said to Alan Stajic, you know what? We jumped the gun here. We've only got 4.5 months to go before the Women's World Cup. Would you come back and coach the Matildas? What do you think Alan would say?
I think you jump at it. I really do. I think given everything that's gone on behind it, given what he knows, given how he feels, given the fact that he's really, you know, this is his project for the last four and a half years, I think he'd jump at the chance to take them to the World Cup as he'd always planned to do. But I mean, that's a squillion to one chance, and so many things would have to happen before that was possible. But there is certainly a little bit of a groundswell of support for that happening. I noticed Alan Jones came out extremely vocal about it. Robbie Slater has said it as well. So you never know, never say never, and I wouldn't take anything off the table at this stage until it is 100% resolved. But I don't know when or if that will ever happen.
Yeah, it would take a lot of people to say they actually got it wrong.
And if they mentioned those words, then heads would have to roll, TK, wouldn't they?
Exactly that. Someone's got to carry the can. Look, don't worry. Eventually, Alan Stajic will not be the only person losing his position here as that, you know, those calls for an independent inquiry. David Gallop, the CEO, the head of football there, Emma Highwood, and the head of national teams, Luke Casserly, all appear to be under the pump and under the gun.
Yeah, in the firing line, aren't they?
They're in the firing line, no doubt. Good on you, Mossy.
Just before I go, I've got a real quick story. Can I put Laurie Daly and Diego Maradona in the same bracket?
No.
Mate, he was a hell of a player, Laurie. But in 1989, I toured South America with the Australian schoolboys, and they were taking the Argentinian national team to Naples to train with Diego Maradona ahead of the World Cup. So they shifted the whole squad from Argentina to Naples, where he was playing in the Serie A, to train with him.
Right.
Mate, big sports, Breck, you've just done that right. for you this week. It's remarkable,
that's
mate.
Right.
The pulling power
that I have, mate.
Yeah. Mind you, we do love a road trip. Well done, Mossy.
Yeah, good on you guys. All the best in the game, Loz.
See you, Mossy. Thanks very much, mate.
There you go. We look forward to that Indigenous All-Stars up against the Maori All-Stars tomorrow night there at Amy Park.